Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Burt Show.
What is the crappiest thing a guy did to you and you still forgave him and you stayed with him? 1-855-BURT-SHOW, 855-237-8746.
I don't know that anybody's going to be able to beat one of your stories.
I'm not looking for crappy things guys did to you. I'm looking for crappy things guys did to you and you still forgave him and you still stayed with him. So AJ's...
Oh, then I would like to ask the question without you guys telling us, did the relationship last after you forgave him?
Mm-hmm.
Or did he mess it up again and it was just a waste of time?
1-855-BIRD-SHOW. So I saw this question posed on AJ's reaction. It's an Instagram profile I follow. This is not his original audio, but it's a woman just asking a question that I was like, oh, I want the answer to this.
What is the shittiest thing a guy has done to you and you were just like, it's fine?
He proposed to me. And
so that's the question. What is the bleepest thing a guy did to you and you forgave him? And like my dating antichrist, he cheated on me and it was very apparent.
What did you do?
No, that's not when I did that. That was at the end. The first time.
No, what did you do to make him cheat on you?
So I distinctly remember coming over to his house and the bed was all messed up and there was a broken necklace in the bed. And the lie he told me is that he had a buddy that had come over and spent the night.
Yeah.
And he and his buddy and this girl, like, you know, and that's who it wasn't him. It was his buddy and this rando that he let sleep in his bed.
He was being a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was the Maxim hometown hottie that he had met up at the softball park he decided to cheat on me with.
You never had a chance.
No, never did. Not even remotely close.
I got cold cocked by a girlfriend at my own party.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, I was just talking to another girl. She got jealous. Bam! Just cold cocked me.
And you went on a cruise the next day, right?
Well, we went down to, we went to North Carolina. It wasn't a cruise, but okay. Yeah. We went on vacation the
that
next
sounds
day.
Cool.
Okay. I felt my knees buckle. I'm like, I'm not going down.
Oh, she caught you in a good one.
Oh, yeah, man. I never saw it coming.
Abby, any that you would like to contribute?
Me, forgive a man? Never.
Yeah.
Like, I would never.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Then there was the other guy I dated in college, and he cheated on me with my sorority sister, and I went back for seconds on that one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, no, I'm the friend that if a man wrongs you, I'm just like, get out of there. Yeah. There's so many of them.
Honey,
just...
I had no self-esteem.
You should work on that on therapy.
I did. That's why I'm good now.
I am fairly certain that all of these ended up, when you took them back, it wasn't for the long.
Like, oh, my God.
It ended up.
Like 2.2 anyway. Seconds.
Yeah. Hey, Brogan?
Yes, Brogan.
What a great name.
Wow,
what's the origin of that name?
It's Irish, but I'm not Irish at all, so I have no idea.
True.
All right, Brogan, what happened here?
So I was dating a guy. I had known him since I was about 12 years old. We started dating when I think I was 23, and we were together for about a year, and we had stayed the night at my parents' house, well, at my mom's house, because she was divorced, and I left for work that morning, left him there, and a few months later, I found out that they had been sleeping together and hiding it from me for a few months, and so I found text messages and messages in my mom's Facebook Messenger that was like, come jump on top of me, like,
oh.
Just crazy stuff that I did not want to read. I freaked out. It was horrible. And I stayed with him. What? He left work that day and came and apologized and basically got me out of my whatever I was mad about. And I stayed with him for probably about another year after that.
Oh, Morgan.
And then the relationship ended.
Yeah, and then the relationship ended, and he ended up cheating again with somebody else.
Yeah, of course he did.
Yeah, we could have predicted that one. Sorry about that.
Wow.
Stay on the line. Abby wants your information for the breakup.
Oh,
right now.
You want to be on? Yeah. You want to be on Abby's podcast? It's a revenge time. Good morning, Tori. You are on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, tell us how bad it was.
All right. So, 6 days after I gave birth to my daughter, my husband was AWOL, and I went looking for him and found him at a local watering hole that we used to go to a long time ago. And the bartender kind of pointed to the back, and I went into the women's restroom, and I caught my best friend with my husband in the bathroom stall 6 days after I'd given birth to our daughter.
Oh, Tori.
No. It was the thing. I kicked in that door, and she about bit it off.
That's end scene right there. And how long did the marriage last after that?
10 more years.
10 more decades.
Yep. And 5 of that, I was doing my best to get a divorce, but I couldn't find him because he was obviously gay.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
So, yes, it did last. Altogether, it was about 12 years. So, yes. It did last. It got better after the first year, but after that, it just kind of went downhill.
And the natural question here also is the best friend still around?
No.
Yeah,
I
wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think so either.
Yeah, she is. She's not even around. She's not in the same. She's not even in the same city.
Yeah, I bet. She's probably not in the same country.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.